to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and as usual, got some great bluegrass lined up for you that I think you're going to enjoy, and we'll get straight into it. First up, one of my favourite groups. I put a little dot beside a track when I've played it before, and it often happens that I've never played the track before. In fact, I'm do my best not to. But with the Spinney Brothers Living the Dream album, I've played many of the tracks before, so forgive me if you've heard it before. I just think they're a great band from Nova Scotia. So this is for all my Canadian friends, as well as for those who love good music. Let's listen to the Spinney Brothers from the Living the Dream album. Alan Spinney, guitar, lead vocal, tenor on choruses. Rick Spinney, banjo, and lead vocal on some of them. And lead vocal on the choruses. And I've got Gene Dalrymple on mandolin and Terry Poirier on bass. And they are a fine band, believe me. And we're going to hear from them now. Two songs, Living the Dream, the title track, and then an old Earl Taylor tune called The Children Are Crying, which is pretty miserable really, but it's great bluegrass. Let's have a listen to them now.
It's 3 in the morning, while I leave you this note. You're still softly sleeping, but you wake up alone. As I pull out of the driveway, another long tour ahead. As I go chasing my dreams, till I come back home again. Station coffee, grabbing breakfast on the road. It's a long stretch of blacktop till we get to the show. These road eyes are tired as we roll into town. While I'm living the dream, could use a little sleep right now. Living the dream means on the road playing shows, singing songs 7 nights a week. Living the dream means leaving home always gone, while the ones I love are waiting there for me. That's the reality of living the dream. Message once again. Then it's rope signs and white lines for the boys in the band. Well, I love to go, hate to leave, but for now I'll play the part. While I'm living the dream, I pay with pieces of my heart. Dream means on the road playing shows, singing songs 7 nights a week. Living the dream means leaving home always gone, while the ones I love are waiting there for me. That's the reality. Dream. is aching, you should be ashamed. The children are crying and calling your name.
Well, since you went away, dear, I felt so all alone. Well, you left me the children, but you've broken up our home. But you couldn't stop your cheating. Are talking about how you let them down.
My heart, it is aching, you should be ashamed. The children are crying and calling your name. The children are crying and calling your name. My heart, it is aching, you should be ashamed. The children are crying.
Some classic Earl Taylor style bluegrass there from the Spinney Brothers of Nova Scotia, and a lovely mandolin break just in the Earl Taylor style. It sounded really great, and I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. I really like listening to those guys. Okay, well, you may know that we've got a bluegrass festival coming up here in New Zealand on the first weekend of February 2019. That's the Friday the 1st, Saturday the 2nd, and Sunday the 3rd. Some great artists from locally, Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, the Pippi Pickers, Wires and Wood, all sorts of people. The Hot Diggity are going to be there, the all-woman band, which is really good fun to watch. And from Australia, we've got Bluegrass Parkway coming. From the USA, we've got the Lonely Heartstrings Band. And we've also got 9 Mile Creek coming from Australia. And did I say the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band? That's what we're going to listen to now. Is Pam Finlay from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded this album, this song, lovely Alison Krauss song, Ghost in This House.
I don't pick up the mail, I don't pick up the phone, I don't answer the
on fire that once burned out of control. You took my
lost in this house. I'm just a shadow.
You'll hear Pam with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band at Kiwigrass. Go to our website, www.kiwigrass.nz. Find out all about the ticketing, about the programs, about accommodation options, how you can get to the festival site. It's just on the Airport Road, just south of Hamilton, so it's only about 10 minutes drive away from the centre of Hamilton, and it's about 10 minutes drive away from the lovely town of Cambridge, and a lovely place to be, to have a festival, and we're really looking forward to it. You're also going to see Nine Mile Creek there, Australian band, Andrew Barcham on bass, Mark Pottinger on mandolin, Colin Waite on banjo, Kevin Parcell on guitar, and Tanya Belka on fiddle. They do some great bluegrass music, and we're going to hear them from their Nine Mile Creek album, a tune written by the members of Blue Highway called Lonesome Pine. Great song. house of excellent bluegrass from Nine Mile Creek there, and you will hear them at Kiwigrass. Go online. You can also go onto our Facebook page, facebook.com/Kiwigrass. That'll tell you information all about the festival. And I tell you, it's going to be good. You're going to have to be there. It's the first one, and we hope it's the first of many. And we're believing for fine weather, and there's going to be some great picking going on there. We're hosted by Shearer's Music Works, so I'm delighted that they are hosting Back Porch Bluegrass as a radio show for you, coming out of Free FM, independent community media in Hamilton, 89.0, and also available at our webpage. So go there and download it as a podcast, and all sorts of good stuff you could find there. What was I going to say? That next we've got a little bit of classic bluegrass coming up. Don Reno, fine banjo player. He actually got the job in the Bluegrass Boys before Earl Scruggs did, working with Monroe, and then he joined the army and went overseas. And Earl got to play banjo, and classic bluegrass was born. And but Don Reno is quite a different style of banjo player. Three finger, but he does a lot of what they call two finger stuff, almost like a plectrum style banjo. Very musical. Don was also an expert guitarist and did one lovely song called Country Boy Rock and Roll, and that is a really cool song. But we're going to get Don to play a real old jazz tune now called the Limehouse Blues. It's a pretty short, but man, has it got some good banjo playing on it. And after that, we'll have the Stanley Brothers doing their classic song, The White Dove, recorded in 1949. Okay, let's listen to Don Reno and the Limehouse Blues. Short. Isn't that brilliant banjo playing? Here's some classic bluegrass from the Stanley Brothers, White Dove.
In the deep rolling hills of old Virginia, there's a place I love so well, where I spend many days of my childhood, in the cabin where we love to dwell. White doves will mourn in sorrow, the willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow, Mother and Daddy are dead. We were all so happy there together in our peaceful little mountain home. But the Savior needs angels in heaven. Now they sing around that great white throne.
White doves will sorrow. The willows will hang their heads. I'll live my life in sorrow since Mother and Daddy are dead. Will we all be together someday? And each night as I wander to the graveyard, darkness finds me where I kneel to pray.
Yeah, that's the way bluegrass was in 1949. There's a lot of people, and I'd be one of them, that think that Carter Stanley had the best bluegrass lead vocal voice of all time, and I just love the way he sang. It had a sort of almost a languidness to his style, but it was wasn't over forceful, even when he was singing fast songs, and it just had the right tone. Absolutely magic. Oh, what are we going to listen to? We're going to hear from the album Strong Enough by Beth Stevens. We're going to hear a couple of songs. Beth's a banjo player, does some lead vocals, and occasionally gets others in the band to do the vocals. Beth plays banjo and a bit of guitar and does vocals. Douglas Stevens does guitar and vocals. Could be her husband, I think. And Gary Wayne Laws plays bass and does vocals, and Matt Ledbetter on dobro, and they've got guesting in addition to their regular band on this album, Steve Thomas on fiddle and Jesse Cobb on mandolin. And I've selected a couple of songs, if I knew then what I know now, and then I can hear your voice. Let's listen to Beth Stevens.
Come crawling on your hands and knees. Just a flame.
Died the daylight of time.
She was my rock when the hard times come to call. She was always there when I would fall, to pick me up and dust me off. How I wish she was here to wipe these tears away. No matter how I hurt, she could always make it better. No matter what she cooked, it tastes so good.
Some lovely bluegrass there from Beth Stevens and her band Edge, and they just have a nice touch, don't they? They lovely sound to what they do. Back Porch Bluegrass, that's what you're listening to, and I'm your host Paul Trenwith, and I'm playing you some of the music I love from my collection of music, and it runs a fairly wide gamut over classic bluegrass music, because that's what was around when we started playing in the late 1960s and 1970s. That's now considered classic bluegrass music. And lots of things happened that have changed the music over the years. I'm going to play a couple of tracks from the New Grass Revival. And 1971 they were formed. And we were at the Bean Blossom Festival, where we saw Tony Rice and Sam Bush and Ebo Walker, and was playing bass, and Courtney Johnson was playing banjo, and they were putting this very innovative stylistic band together at that time. And it sort of grew out of a band called the Bluegrass Alliance. The best way is to read some of the notes from this album, The Best of the New Grass Revival. New Grass Revival was one of the most unique and talented bands in the business. They were inventive and aggressive, a band devoted to change. They have been credited with starting an entire new genre of bluegrass music. Music based on bluegrass foundation, rock and roll inspiration, the power of rhythm and blues, and flavoured with jazz and reggae, gospel, folk and country. At the time the band was founded in 1971, other people had made it a deviation from bluegrass. The Osborne Brothers, Jim and Jesse, the Dillers, the Country Gentlemen. But New Grass Revival carried this diversion further, much further. Many followers of traditional bluegrass saw this new young band as being irreverent, but sooner or later all came to respect the band's artistic talents, reflecting a love and mastery of the music that has become universally referred to as new grass. Amazing, eh? Sam Bush, fine mandolin player. He's just stunning. He's a fiddle player. He thrives on exploring new musical frontiers and or has always been one of the brightest lights in contemporary acoustic music. John Cowan joined the band fairly early on with his inventive bass playing and his wonderful singing. He's a dynamic singer, very powerful, evocative. They sort of reformed and restructured in 1981, and Bella Fleck joined them and Pat Flynn joined them. Bella Fleck, of course, is a stunning banjo player who can almost do anything that you could imagine and lots of things you can't imagine. But he's deeply rooted in bluegrass music. Pat Flynn is a wonderful guitarist and songwriter and a singer. Let's hear them play Love Someone Like Me, and then we'll hear Can't Stop Now. This is the New Grass Revival, and first time they've been on Back Porch Bluegrass. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic. Oh, what do you think of Bela Flex banjo playing on that one, eh? The singing, John Cowan singing's just great. And real rock and roll influence driving bluegrass. I don't think Bela Flex repeated himself with all those fancy licks. And just amazing. And they did set the pattern for a lot of people to follow. And that's a new grass revival. And that's you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. And we might hear a bit more of them on another show, I think. Big hello to all the Access Radio Station listeners who are listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I know my show is aired on various local stations around New Zealand. Hope you are enjoying my choices of music. The Access Radio stations in Canada, CFBX in Kamloops, and Voice of Bombay in Newfoundland. Thank you for listening and hearing what I'd like to say about bluegrass music. I've enjoyed this music for over 50 years and it's still good, and I still get excited when I hear some great singing and great playing. And who else? Bluegrass Planet Radio listeners, thank you very much. I don't know whether my show's the same as other bluegrass shows or not, but everyone sees it and hears it in their way, and I guess I do too. We're going to have some fairly straightforward bluegrass music now that fine band called High Fidelity that I think you'll enjoy. They play fairly straight, quite traditional bluegrass. Jeremy Stevens on guitar and vocals, Karina Rose Logston Stevens on fiddle and vocals, Kurt Stevenson on banjo and vocals, Daniel Armick on banjo, on guitar and mandolin, and Vicky Vaughan on upright bass. And we're going to hear from them. Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. First heard the song on that 4LP spectacular a bluegrass spectacular set that came out in the mid-1960s, put together by Mike Seeger. And it was bands sort of within cooey of the Washington, D.C. area. And I think it was Pete Pike was doing Ain't Gonna Work Tomorrow. And these guys do a great version of that. Then a gospel song, I Would Not Be Denied. Let's listen to High Fidelity. I just have to find out what track they're on. Number two. Let's hear them.
Well, I ain't gonna work tomorrow. I ain't gonna work today. I ain't gonna work tomorrow, for it may be a rainy day.
is by.
Gospel song there from High Fidelity, I Would Not Be Denied. Let me tell you what's coming up on the 2nd of December. We're having Back Porch Bluegrass at Navarra Lounge in Hamilton. Navarra Lounge is sort of the real music centre of Hamilton, a basement place, real atmosphere. And at 2:30 on Sunday, the 2nd of December, Back Porch Bluegrass will be down there. And we're featuring the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. That's me playing banjo, and as well as all the Back Porch Bluegrass regulars. So come along if you're in Hamilton at the time and see what it's all about. Just be the $5 admission fee, and it's going to be a great afternoon. Back Porch Bluegrass gets to Navarra Lounge. And that's on December the 2nd. On the 14th of December, the Morrinsville Country Music Club has its Christmas night. And there's, as well as the regular songs, there's a few Christmas carols and a bit of stupidity, like the best dressed Christmas hat and things like that. A big supper where everyone brings along delicious things to eat. And that's on the 14th. That's at Senior Citizens Hall in Morrinsville on the 14th, Friday the 14th. And that's all I'll tell you about. And remember to go to the Kiwigrass website, www.kiwigrass.com. www.ncfest.nz and find out all about the festival. Book your early bird tickets now and get them at a reduced rate, and find out all the things that you need to go and see at the festival. We're going to listen to, who are we going to listen to? Longview, great band, with a gospel song. This is time for a gospel music, and we've just had one from High Fidelity, but here's a classic one. If you listen to in the chorus that fast answer back, they get a lead line going dunk chunk dunk chunk dunk, like the boom chick boom chick boom chick stuff, and that sounds great. Reno and Smiley were experts at that. Brighter Mansion, and then we'll have Claire Lynch, get Be Ready to Sail.
Sunday morning where I go to kneel and pray. It's a place that God's reserved for all while here on earth we stay. It's a place to lose your cares and worries and to be the load you bear. It's a stepping stone on the road to glory. There's a brighter mansion over there. There's a brighter mansion, brighter mansion in a world, that's free from care. It's a home eternal in the heavens. There's a brighter mansion over there. Savior standing at God's right hand, who'll hearken to our call. By sweat and blood on the cross at Calvary, gave his life for one and all. Now by grace through faith we obtain his mercy, and the beauty we will share. There's a sacred promise that he made to all. There's a brighter mansion over there. There's a brighter mansion, brighter mansion in a world that's free from care. It's a home eternal in the heavens. There's a brighter mansion over there.
Classic Don Reno style gospel. Don Reno wrote that tune, as he wrote most of their band's repertoire, and it's neat to hear someone singing it again. It's probably just about time to go. We'll take it out maybe with Claire Lynch, one of my favourites, singing Be Ready to Sail. Wonderful song. Always enjoy her music. She has a lovely touch to her songs, very lyrical voice, and the band always does a superb job. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Remember to come down to Navarra Lounge on December the 2nd in the afternoon and see some bluegrass music down there, and go to the webpage www.kiwigrass.nz and find out all about the Kiwigrass Festival in February next year. Thanks very much. We'll see you later. Bye.
In a moment of reflection, looking back upon my life, there were times I changed direction, letting fortune pass me by. And there were seldom second chances, and nothing so profound as a lesson learned the hard way that I'll use next time around.
Be ready to sail. When a good wind blows your way, be ready to sail.
Cast your fate upon the water,
catch a big wave by the tail.
And when a good wind blows, hearts are restless for a new and different shore. Filled with second guesses, they never climb on board. While those with faith to guide them leave all their fears behind, chasing down their destination over on the other side.
Be ready to sail when a good wind blows your way. Be ready to sail.
Cast your feet upon the water,
catch a big wave by the tail.
Good wind blows your way, be ready to
be ready to sail.